Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
To quote an angel speaking to some shepherds on a hill in the Middle East about 2,000 years ago, it's our pleasure today to bring you good tidings of great joy. On this broadcast, we often talk about the great public policy debates taking place in our Capitol and courts, but our greatest joy is when those battles result in victory, and today is one of those days. For the past 6 years, we've been fighting for fairness in women's sports. When the NCAA, the U.S. Olympic Committee, Montana's universities, and even the Montana High School Association insisted that boys who think they're girls have a right to compete in women's sports, we push back. When those on the left push transgender ideology at every level, we responded with logic, scientific facts, and examples of women who lost opportunities and were even physically injured because of males pretending to be females invading their sports. It was as though the adults in the room had lost their voice. The politically correct narrative was repeated over and over and over again. And as Joseph Goebbels, the propaganda minister for Adolf Hitler, once said, "If you repeat a lie often enough, the people will eventually come to believe it." For me, the most poignant moment came at a conference in Washington, D.C., when Riley Gaines took the stage. As an NCAA champion swimmer, she was forced to swim against and share a locker room with a mediocre male athlete who was ranked 400th in the sport as a male and ranked near the top of the sport when he competed as a female. Riley stood on the stage and asked, "Where are the adults? Where are the dads? Where are those willing to protect female athletes from this invasion into our sports and our private changing facilities? Will no one stand up for us?" Today, I'm happy to report that the adults in the room have finally woken up and the tide is turning on the transgender issue. And it's all because ordinary people finally found their voice and said, "Enough is enough." A point driven home by President Trump in a series of executive orders signed over the past 2 weeks. Under his direction, the federal government will now recognize only two sexes, male and female, no more X designator as a third choice for sex on U.S. passports. That's good news. Despite a liberal judge's order, Montana should stand strong and refuse to allow gender-confused people to retroactively change the sex on their birth certificates or place a non-binary X designator on their driver's licenses. The word sex should always refer to biological sex, and as the president said, there are only two, male and female, and they don't change. Regarding women's sports, Montana enacted a law 4 years ago that banned male athletes from competing on female sports teams. That law was challenged and thrown out on a technicality without ever addressing the question of transgenders competing against women. I'm happy to report that bill is back and yesterday took a huge leap forward when it passed a critical House vote by 58-42. All Republicans voting yes, all Democrats voting no. Ironically, the vote came on the same day that President Trump signed another executive order banning males from competing in female sports nationwide. Both of these actions came on Women's Sports Day and underscores the sea change we're witnessing as logic and reason begin to prevail. The president also promised to take the fight to the next level as he ordered the Secretary of State to check all passports and visa applications to ensure that males do not compete against females in the upcoming Olympic Games in Los Angeles, underscoring the fact that birth certificates, driver's licenses, passports, and other official documents should continue to reflect biological sex as the standard. This is a great day for all Americans as the trend on this issue turns back toward logic, truth, reason, and reality. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.